but actually it's just the characteristic of citta, which is not rupa and which is experiencing an object.
Sometimes faith is mentioned, and maybe in the West we have certain associations with what faith means. How can faith, in the Buddhist sense, support the development of understanding?
I think that anyone who is now here would like to understand the truth. So we have the satta in the truth of reality.
Still, it seems that it's all dependent on one level of panya or the other.
Otherwise, not confidence in right teachings at all.
I'd like to speak about darkness. Is it so when there is seeing, there is no darkness? Because seeing experiences visible.
This one, saying, is not dark, yeah. But the citta which experiences it is dark.
So you would say seeing also, seeing itself is dark. Mm-hmm. Only visible object is not dark.
All types of citta must be dark. Even at moment of hearing, sound is there, but that which experiences sound.
Sound is also dark, because it's not visible object.
Right, but still there is a reality which is sound, but that which experiences it must be more refined than sound, because even sound cannot be seen, but is there to be heard. But the citta which experiences has no quality of rupa at all. That's why we can see the finer and the finer, more refined realities, like nama is more refined than rupa, and the arupa jhana is more refined than rupa jhana, and nibbana is more defined than arupa jhana or than anything else.
But can we say that seeing experiences the light at that moment?
Certainly. So light is light, yeah. Not that which sees it.
That sense of the refinement is important, isn't it? It is more subtle.
Right.
So there seems to be a lot of seeing because it all is
right. Right, right.
Can we say that faith is then really just the sum of our experience of the teachings and what we've heard and understood and maybe verified?
It's a wholesome jitasika.
It's like a quality?
Yes, it has its own characteristic.
So it's really quality that develops as our understanding develops.
It's said that sadha or confidence is like that seed of all kusalas.
The sattva built on understanding the teachings, does that affect the sattva when there's no panya?
There can be lots of bigger sattva without panya.
Yes, but is that in part conditioned by the sattva with panya?
When there's no panya, sattva can grow, but panya will support sattva.
So, for example, we may come to visit the holy sites without understanding, but it may be conditioned by previous understanding?
I don't know. Maybe only previous satta. Who knows? Because if you ask someone about realities, they don't know at all. They don't have any idea. They just come.
Conditioned by understanding.
Who can tell? Yeah.
Hearing Kusinara, we're reflecting a lot on the Buddha's parinibbana and the reminders about not being heedless and meanings of respect and asking forgiveness. And I'm also reflecting a lot on conceit and being small or like the dust rag. Is there anything you can say more about on not being heedless?
We all hope to be a better person. What about the understanding of realities as it's conditioned to be such a moment, to be directly understood as just a reality?
Yes, even at those moments on reflecting about not being heedless or mana that creeps in or the respect, the clinging to self creeps in all the time, or it's very easy to forget about just being aware of realities or wanting results or something like this.
That's why the development of right understanding is not easy, and it has to develop on and on.
Also, I had one more little question following on from our friend's question about metta and compassion by accumulations as opposed to developing them. If it's by accumulations, as you say, it cannot develop by way of samatha bhavana. On a tape, you ask someone, without metta, can there be compassion? Would you say a little bit more? Are you suggesting that unless there is a foundation of metta, there cannot be compassion, or how are they related?
So, what is the characteristic of metta?
Friendliness to others. Like,
can that be the answer?
Well, when there's friendliness and when there's compassion, they have different characteristics, yes. Different objects. So,
but without being friendly,
can there be compassion?
Right.
But they can't arise together. There can't be friendliness and compassion at the same moment. One can say generally without friendliness.
What is the chetasika, which is metta?
Adosa chetasika.
So it arises with kusala citta.
Right, before kusala citta. Okay.
I think that we're interested in the terms, different terms like metta and karuna. What about the characteristic of reality right now? With metta, karuna, or what? See?
To really see the value of any kind of kusala, in the end, it's through direct experience that that can be developed.
This is probably not so good to say, but sometimes it almost seems like perhaps to forget the Dhamma. Forget the Dhamma and just accept what is there. But
is this an example of no accumulated sannya?
It can be a reminder for us that what we have is not enough. There should be more hearing and considering in order to understand reality right now.
The truth is, in a day, how many times do I say I and me, and think I and me? That's
have to say. Otherwise, who would know who's who?
Yes, but with attachment. With that is also said, with attachment and sense of self.
That can be with attachment and with our sense of self.
At some point, it may happen, or may not even happen in this lifetime. We never know. But at least it will be accumulated. So that at some point it will happen. That's all we can basically hope for.
When is when, and always when, until there are conditions for the arising of that sati. I think that we forget about the natural realities. For example, right now, seeing is very natural. If there can be awareness of it, it's only the understanding naturally. It's like seeing, natural hearing, so natural sati and understanding. But the self is trying to do something different. So it seems like there's this I who is trying to know, to be aware of it, until there is the understanding developing little by little, naturally.
I think this is such a fascinating idea that sati can arise just so naturally, and I accept it in theory. I accept it in theory, and I'm waiting for it to happen.
That's why there is not just the theoretical understanding, there is also higher level too.
Right.
The moment when sati arises, it has to be so natural.
Yes.
So that is the right awareness.
So every time there's the idea that I should be having more sati now, or if I do this, there'll be more sati, or this is the condition. This is all
sila pitta pramasa.
Right, wrong practice with an idea of self, wrong view. That moment of wrong view can be
wrong practice,
can
yeah.
Be understood,
right.
Can be
by panya.
But if you say it is as natural as seeing, from babyhood I'm seeing, so the comparison is a bit difficult for me.
You mean the seeing right now is not as natural as when you were a child?
Right, very natural. But the understanding is quite different. We are developing, and people are worried that we don't do enough to develop it, and we should do something.
So it's not natural.
But it's more difficult than seeing.
Because it's not natural, right?
But there has to be some knowledge of this first.
Not out of the blue.
Well, no, it doesn't happen out of the blue. How does their understanding come about?
From hearing and considering a lot.
Hearing and considering. But not trying to understand.
That's not natural.
Nobody can stop if there are conditions for such moments.
Is there not a difference in the arising of the qualities that are to be developed versus those that are not to be developed? Or is there not a difference in the conditioning factors for those qualities?
Usually life is very natural. And this moment of touching is already touched, so natural. But when there is thinking, our will, touch, it's not natural.
We have often talked about this, that we say listening, considering, no other conditions, and then we receive a question, only that, only that.
Like now. Again.
Why do we push away now?
Okay, of the self. And wrong feeling.
It seems like we just don't want to know about now.
Yeah, it's, like you said about the perfections, we always think we will do this or we will do that.
Later.
And it should be at this moment, otherwise it's no use to think I make the intention to do this in the future. And it has to be at this moment, all the perfections you said the other day.
You mentioned yesterday or the day before that on this trip people were more contented or not complaining so much because you had been stressing on the paramis before you left Thailand. Couldn't we say that people are more contented because conditions are easier or they're more satisfied or getting what they want? So it may just be attachment to having things the way they like them.
What is it? Can it be one condition?
Must be many conditions.
I said developing parami, can that be condition?
Yes. So you mean when people reflect more on patience
and
or other...
For them.
Yes, yeah. Then it can be helpful.
Paramis are kusala. So if they don't react positively to such reminders, then they're reacting to akusala.
Along the trip, you karuna yourself, or metta yourself, or to be good to yourself?
I would say yes, I think. Perhaps I don't understand. Could you ask again?
Because when you think about metta, it's towards the other or to the others. Yeah.
It would seem if you develop metta towards yourself or Garuna, you're building the self up rather than getting rid of the idea. So it then all becomes me, me, me and not the other.
That's for you very easy. But for the others, it's not as easy. So it's not like that at all because it's clinging to oneself. Even it's translated that way in the book, I think that it's just the moment when we think about the others as we like this, so the others also like that, or the same feeling. Well, one is metta to oneself, one is not metta to the others.
See, this is my first trip to join a group and take a pilgrimage. I haven't thought of making any barmi or anything or being a tourist, but I thought I'd like
when you discuss about faith before, I just think that I've come to India to pay a homage to the Buddha. You're talking about trying to understand developing. It's a child whom you try to teach him or her to walk. But you're not trying to do it. It's the time come, when it's ripe, it's ripe.
But still, the idea of self doesn't allow to be such moment, because it's always there as latent tendency. So there are conditions for I'd like to do, I'd like to be, most of the time, until it's so natural that no one should do anything at all, because every moment is conditioned. For example, touching, there's touching already. We don't have to make other touch, but it's there. Should we want to touch, or there is touching already, to be object of understanding? And that is natural, because no one conditioned touching as I will touch, but it's already touched.
Azita's forgotten, she had a question about what it means when you mentioned having patience while listening to the Dharma.
Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Are you not comfortable?
Warm,
yeah.
Tired.
But you keep listening.
Yeah.
Because it's only once in a lifetime. We don't know when we were born, when we have opportunity again to hear the Buddha Dhamma, especially here in the holy places. It's a wonderful opportunity, even if you're dead tired, we should go on listening.
We talk about being very natural. So if it becomes like reading this and I can't understand it, but I must force the patience, that to me is not control. So that becomes unnatural.
It seems like you'd like to follow one way or another.
And it speaks of the story, dividing the line between this and that. Actually, it's just one moment arising.
Can we say that all these difficult texts just really are talking about jitta, jitta, sikha, and rupa?
Even Dhamma, there should be clear understanding. Because Dhamma is not self, and it's not anything at all. But Dhamma itself is whatever it is now.
So it's a matter of interpreting even difficult texts into just those three things, or the four realities, jitta, jitta, sikha, rupa, and nibbana.
In order to see that they are really no self.
So can we say what is the food for development of understanding?
The food is now.
This was Lodovic's question, that the realities seem so obvious.
Can we say that because they are the Mahabhuta Rupa, the three Mahabhuta Rupa, which are the objects at that moment, one by one?
I think his point was, why do we need to keep emphasizing or keep talking about seeing, sees visible object, experience, touches, hardness, because... or heat, why there is heat here, because it seems we've heard it so often, or it seems so obvious. I think this was his comment.
Always why, and why, and why. Why seeing, why smelling, why tasting, why thinking, why hardness. Not mentioning other objects at all.
Because we may stress the same objects more often, like visible object, or sound, or hardness. But I think that, as Sukhin said, it may seem to people that it is obvious, but actually it's very subtle as well, because, yes, everyone knows the table is hard or that one touches hardness, but it's still the idea of something there, and it's still the idea of me touching.